We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you, live from Warren Central School. And our second game of a doubleheader here today, the Milford boys now hosting Worcester. You might be saying, why is this game at Lawrence, Nate? Well, they're combined for most sports now, and the Lawrence boys, they have a JV program. They did not have any varsity boys come out this year, so I'll look at that. Thank you, Coach. Thank you. Just got a great picture of all the coaches here wearing their all their pink outfits today. JK said he'd send it to me later, so you can follow my social media for that. But Lawrence boys don't have any varsity players this year, which is amazing to think about. They will have, you know, varsity boys again in the future. So Milford, the boys, are just known as Milford this year. So certainly a lot to keep up with, but Milford versus Worcester for this one. Of course, I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler is glad to support all high school sports here on WCDO, and they feature the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney, and it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Big thanks to Mike Butler and his staff, Tyler as well. They do a great job in Sydney. So, Sky, I'm excited to watch these Milford boys. They have had ups and downs this season, started off really hot. One of their best scorers, Braden Murphy, hurt his ankle early in the season and had to miss a significant amount of time. Since he's been back, he's been very, very good. They beat Morris recently, and they're in control towards the top of the league right now. It's a logjam between Morris, Edmiston, and Milford. It's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch.
Yeah, you mentioned Braden Murphy. He's second on the team, averaging 17.2 points per game this year. Leading the way is Christian Lawson at 22.8 points per game for Milford. Carter Stevens at third, 12.6. For Worcester, Matthew Sanders at 15.2 and Tyler Head at 13. They did play each other back on January 5th, Nate. Milford won 47-36. So, good game. I expect the same thing today.
I believe, talking pregame with head coach Jim Kenyon, we won't see Matthew Sanders here tonight. He had an injury earlier in the week, and he was afraid that he'd be a game-time decision. I don't believe he'll be in, and he said that's going to be a big blow for us on offense. So, all right, we're going to take a little break here on the pregame show. Milford and Worcester boys when we come back here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, everybody, inside the gymnasium here. Pat, Coach Grasso court. Always miss looking over into the corner, seeing Coach Grasso, one of the best to ever do it in the Tri-Valley. Let's get you the starting lineups here. This is our last game for Coaches versus Cancer tonight, the Worcester boys taking on Milford. First for the Milford boys, they are a home team here. They start with senior number one, Carter Stevens. Excellent cross-country runner. Actually, will be running at St. Bonaventure next year. He's really gotten to know him well through running, and he's an awesome kid. So, sophomore number three, Christian Lawson, as we said, he has carried this team throughout the absence and injury of Braden Murphy, who's back and starting tonight, number 22. So Braden is a senior, and Christian is a sophomore. You might remember the last name, Lawson. Addie Lawson was absolutely fantastic a few years ago for the Milford girls. Led him to a sectional championship and is very high up on that 1,000-point scoring list. Evan Clark is a junior wearing number 24, and a sophomore, number 30, Tanner Grenier. On the other side for Worcester, and longtime head coach Jim Kenyon, they will start with number 23, Lucas Evans, number 14, Ryan Prince, number 3, Derek Land, number 1, Ben Ballard, and number 25, Tyler Head. A lot of emphasis today is going to be on Tyler Head, as without having Matthew Sanders here tonight, he's still out with injury. They're going to have to rely heavily on Tyler Head on the interior. I'm excited to watch this Milford team. Sky, as a former Tri-Valley coach, I'll be interested to get your take. You miss matching up against some of these guys like J.K. And Greg Eggleston over here.
I'll tell you what. It's when I first started out, I was 22 years old, and I think they have more years coaching than I even had alive. So I was definitely a little outmatched in regards to that stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, Tri-Valley coaches, I got a lot of respect and just like all of them, to be honest. They're just a good group of guys and very well dressed. I will say that too.
The pink has come out in full force here today. I can't wait to post that picture later.
I shouldn't say well dressed, I'm sorry.
Yeah, these guys certainly have a lot of fun with it. They are also playing with a pink and white ball here for the boys game. Now, this is more of kind of like a Harlem Globetrotters looking basketball, as Milford will bring it down the floor on the left side. Here is Christian Lawson. Nice pass down low for Carter Stevens. Missed it, but a rebound underneath is scooped up here by Ryan Prince. Worcester's in the green uniforms with the white trim. Milford is in the home whites with the purple trim. Ball off the leg there of Braden Murphy. And Worcester will hold on to it here. Ryan Prince will be doing the inbounding. Prince on the baseline. Looking to go to Tyler Head. Instead, they find a wide-open player on the backside, and that's Lucas Evans. Nice job there by the Wolverines. Well-designed play. Milford down the floor with Christian Lawson. Now finds Braden Murphy, who's been hot from beyond the arc. Pass to the interior for the Wildcats. Going up, it's blocked there by Ryan Prince. In transition. This will be Derek Land handing one off. A jumper for Tyler Head won't go. And back down the floor here for Christian Lawson. Again, averaging right around 23 points a game for Milford. Lawson with a little up and under won't go. Rebound here for Milford. They trail 2-0. We're a minute in. Braden Murphy with a deep three here. A moon ball hits off the front of the rim, out of bounds, and going back to the Wolverines. Lucas Evans with a good box out there to set that up for Worcester. Thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show. Nate Lull, Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO. Also, thanks for joining us on WCDOsports.com. All brought to you by SFCU. Here is Land with a little drive, leaving it off for Tyler Head, and he missed the chippy out in front. Rebound here for Milford. And back down the floor they come here. Setting it up with Christian Lawson. Lawson going far side. They go to Murphy. Reversing it around here for Lawson. Now back to Murphy. Wants a three in front of the Worcester bench, and it's good for Braden Murphy. Makes it 3-2 for Milford over Worcester with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. This is a non-league game here between the Wolverines and the Wildcats. Worcester with the ball straight away. Ryan Prince with a good backdoor look here for Head. Falling down, gets tied up in the paint, lost control of it. Milford with a rebound. Carter Stevens in transition. Goes to Christian Lawson, and his jumper in the paint is good. And Milford now leads 5-2 with 5:40 to go in this first quarter. Here is Ryan Prince at the top of the key. Underhand shovel finds Derek Land, who gets into the teeth of the defense, but he travels with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Sky, your thoughts early here on this one.
Well, I think so far that Worcester's got a good game plan trying to go down low. I like Milford trying to attack the paint a little bit as well. I think both teams right now just kind of getting a feel for the game a little bit.
Murphy, right side, wants a three, in and out. Murphy not afraid to pull the trigger, and a rebound for Ben Ballard of Worcester.
Now we got to be careful.
Oh, boy. We got one of our famous listeners out there. We'll talk about that in just a moment, as here is Ryan Prince, a pull-up jumper. Off the back of the rim, Prince is able to track down his own rebound, though, with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. He has to throw it off the leg of Carter Stevens. And it's still a 5-2 lead for Milford over Worcester.
Post down, Tyler. Off right there.
5 minutes to go in the first. They go to Tyler Head, and he gets his pocket picked here by Christian Lawson. Lawson down the floor to the right side, looking to set it up here for Milford. Going to Carter Stevens, left side, into the paint, hanging there, and hits it. Carter Stevens with the bucket makes it 7-2 for Milford over Worcester with 4:40 to go first quarter. Live from Lawrence, it's the Coaches versus Cancer night here at LCS. And a turnover here by Worcester. They threw it away into the Milford bench. So here is Christian Lawson near midcourt, walking across the Leopards logo there as they go right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the purple trim. Braden Murphy steps back for three, just a little short. Rebound, Christian Lawson. How did he get that shot off? Up and under, very Matt Serra-like, I might say, as he scores there, and Lawson's got 4 points. Matt Serra is our special listener out there, longtime athlete of yours, Sky, when you were coaching at Franklin. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 9-2 and another steal by Milford. Christian Lawson down the right side of the floor, dumps one off for Carter Stevens, and it's up and in. Timeout for Worcester. Milford, a well-oiled machine here in the first quarter. It is Milford 11, Worcester 2, 3:54 to go first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Worcester taking it right to the rim here after a fiery speech from head coach Jim Kenyon. And that's Derek Land scoring there for the Wolverines, making it 11-4. Milford back down the floor with the basketball. They go to Christian Lawson straight away. A deep three NBA range for Christian, a little short. Hit the front of the rim. And now back down for Worcester. Can they settle in and work their way back into this game? Ryan Prince now goes to Land on the near side. Land looking for some options. Pumps one to the interior. A turnaround shot here is no good for the Wolverines. Milford with a strong rebound from Evan Clark, who has been really good for this Wildcats team. He's been very underrated. A lot of games where coach will check in with me, and Evan Clark's got 9 points and 10 rebounds. He's like a machine that way.
And it's the little things like that that guys do that make the big difference for these teams that will go further in the postseason because they have a guy that's willing to do the stuff like that.
Worcester with the basketball now. Back the other way, trailing 11-4. A shot by Tyler Head is blocked. Wolverines will get it back. They try to shovel it down low. Looking here for Lucas Evans off his hands. It's going to go back to Milford. And you just can't give this Wildcats team all sorts of chances because they will capitalize. 11-4 our score with 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Milford with the ball. Through the hands, oh, we broadcast cursed him there. Evan Clark couldn't catch that one, and out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, that's your fault.
Totally. It always happens that way. You've done the radio enough with me now to know. If you bring something up like that, the next play, that poor athlete is not going to have something good happen. Worcester with the basketball, stepping in. Ball was tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolverines. J.K. is going to go to the bench. As getting an early break here is Lucas Evans. Mason Civic is in now. As the Wolverines will pump one to the interior. Turnaround shot for Ryan Prince is up and good. Big bucket there to cut it to 11-6 as we come up on 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Wolverines hanging around here. Christian Lawson, left side, a jumper, just a little short. And again, Sky, I feel like I'm saying it a lot, but a lot of these shots coming up with just not enough air underneath them. Again, I wonder if it's these, you know, special coaches versus cancer pink basketballs that we're using. We'll see. Pass to the interior again is knocked away. Milford with a pass ahead for Carter Stevens. They're using that pink ball here this afternoon. Milford with the ball. In now for Milford is Aiden Mertz. Finds Braden Murphy. His corner three rattles in and out. Lawson with a rebound. Finds a great backdoor cut there for Murphy, and he finishes. And when those two are on the court together, it's going to be a tough tandem to stop in the Tri-Valley. 13-6 our score. They get the ball to Tyler Head near the foul line, and it was stripped. And the Wildcats will come back across midcourt here with a 13-6 lead with about a minute to go in the first quarter. Lawson to Stevens. Baseline drive for him. Jumper off the front of the rim, no. Rebound underneath in the land of the trees there by Ben Ballard. To Ryan Prince over midcourt. Prince finds Derek Land, who takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. So Derek Land will head to the line, a tremendous soccer player along with his brother Connor. This Worcester team made some noise, got into the sectional tournament, went to the second round, and had a heck of a game against Elmira Notre Dame, only losing 1-0. It was a nice season for the Wolverines on the soccer pitch. And Derek Land gets the first shot to go. He's got 3 points.
And he and Prince, both only freshmen. That's what I was looking at. Never mind. Don't listen to anything I say.
This side of the sheet that we received coming in today is actually from last year.
Okay, so I'll have to just not pay attention to that.
Yeah, so what we have written here on the left side, that's all you can go with. So ball knocked out of bounds. But he is a sophomore, so that helps a little bit. They do have a lot of youth coming back for Worcester over the next couple of years. 51 seconds to go in this first quarter. 13-7 the score. I was looking at the sheet earlier, and I'm like, some of this doesn't make sense. But I just, you know, we were setting our gear up and everything. I didn't think too much of it. And their scorekeeper came over and said, yeah, let me help you out with that. So we got very lucky there.
You didn't want to share that with your partner over here?
Well, you know. In the heat of the moment here, we were just rolling with it. So 30 seconds to go, first quarter. 13-7 the score. Here's Carter Stevens with a little take. Now to Christian Lawson. to the interior. Oh, my gosh, another tough hit there for Christian Lawson. And he puts it up and in. He's got 6 points. Far side now for Worcester. And a steal by Carter Stevens. Ball out of bounds, and it's going back to Milford. Somehow it went off the leg there of Ben Ballard. And it goes back to Milford. They lead 15-7. Milford will get it in. Here's Christian Lawson at midcourt. Now to Braden Murphy. Wants a three and hits. Murphy with 8 points. And that'll do it for the first quarter. 18-7. Milford with some late shots. Leading 18-7 over the Worcester boys. We'll be back with the second quarter on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter here in Lawrence. Worcester boys have the ball. Our score is Milford 18 and Worcester 7. Coaches versus cancer today here at Lawrence Central School. And Lawrence and Milford, in case you're just joining us, do a lot together now in terms of combining of the sports programs. So Lawrence hosting their annual Coaches versus Cancer, even though we have Worcester against Milford today. Tyler Head with his first bucket off a nice inbounds play. He's able to put that up and in. Makes it 18-9 early in the second quarter. Wolverines trying to hang around. They're playing without one of their better players, one of their starters, Matthew Sanders, who's out with an injury. Braden Murphy with a three from the right side. Won't go down. Ball out of bounds. It will stay with Milford. So good to see, speaking of injuries, Braden Murphy back in there. He had a very serious high ankle sprain. You always hear about that with the professionals. When they get that high ankle sprain, it just takes a long time for it to heal up. But, boy, he looks really good and smooth out there for Milford so far tonight as he's got 8 points. A drive here for the Wildcats. As that's Carter Stevens taking it to the rim. He just put a little too much hot sauce on it. Wouldn't roll in. Down the floor for Worcester. Ben Ballard out to Tyler Head.
Bring it out.
Wants to reset it on offense here with 6:40 to go in this second quarter. A steal now by Milford. Carter Stevens will pull it up. Passing to the far side. Milford with a jumper there. Braden Murphy picks up the rebound off the miss from Tyler March. And Murphy's into double figures with 10 points. He's tough because he's athletic, he's fast, and he's got that height. He's tall. He's probably 6'4". Tyler Head in the paint, and we got a jump ball. Arrow's going to keep it with Worcester. Jim Kenny would like a timeout here with 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Milford 20, Worcester 9. We'll be back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back live in Lawrence, Coaches versus Cancer Night. I'm very excited to see what they come up with for their final tally as they raised $2,500 just from their Zumbathon earlier today before the game's even kicked off. So it's been a great day here in Lawrence. 6:17 to go in the second quarter. Milford boys leading Worcester 20-9 in a non-leaguer here today between two Tri-Valley League schools. Here is Ryan Prince. We'll pull it back out. Skips across the top of the defense. Finds Ben Ballard. Ballard out front. A long three here for the Wolverines. No. Tyler had a rebound. Wants to put it right back up and can't get the iron to let that one go down. The soft touch just rolled off. Carter Stevens back the other way. His left-handed layup is short. Rebound for Head. And a head now for Ryan Prince. Prince wants to take it to the bucket, and he scores. Good take there by Ryan Prince.
For a sophomore, he's impressive.
20-11 now our score. 5:35 to go in this second quarter, and a traveling violation on Milford is going to give it back to Worcester. It feels like Milford has been in control of this game, but Worcester's hanging around. They're getting some buckets when they really need.
Yeah, and I like they got some guys that play pretty physical, and I like that.
Ryan Prince will go to the near side. When they have Sanders, when they're at full strength, they're a tough team. Prince with the basketball, passes to the interior, finds Tyler Head, and he muscles it up and in, and that's his strength right there. And so a nice bucket there by Tyler Head. So we're live here on WCDL with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Christian Lawson, younger brother of Addie Lawson, with the great fall-away jumper there as he's able to hit that. And he's got 8 points, and the Milford boys lead Worcester 22-13 with 4:50 to go in the second quarter. Foul on Milford down below. And just going to see who that is on. It's going to be on Tyler March. And so Worcester will get it underneath the hoop. Down 22-13.
And I believe we're almost halfway halfway through the quarter, so that means the raffle is almost done. And I hear there's a Nate Wall autograph picture.
Oh my gosh! Well, if there is, it must be not authentic because I didn't sign it. Tyler Head down below, another bucket up and in.
Oh, sorry, that was Satchel Paige. It's not signed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. People often get me confused with baseball Hall of Famers all the time. Here's Braden Murphy, left side three. No, it's off the mark. I did have, as the ball out of bounds is going to go back to Worcester, I had a little kid come up to me at a game last week at Sydney and ask for my autographs. First time that's ever happened.
Wow.
I was like, are you sure? Do you know who I am? I'm like, why do you want this? So he brought me a napkin, and I signed it on the napkin. I said, hey, I've made it. And he was happy. His parents came over later and said thank you. I said, that's awesome. Glad to do it. Worcester with the basketball. They'll step in. And a shot is just too far, but a rebound scooped up by the Wolverines. They'll pull it back out. Here's Tyler Head, who's going to work. Passing out to the outside. Here's Ryan Prince trying to set it back up. Prince finds Head with 3:55 to go in the second quarter. Prince will float it up, finds Ben Ballard in the corner. Ballard splits the defense. His hanging jumper is good. Big bucket there by Ben Ballard.
Worcester is doing a great job of getting the ball in close to the basket. I really like them playing that way.
Here is Christian Lawson. Little dipsy do up off the glass, and he scores. Christian Lawson now with 10 points. Count that bucket and the foul. Christian and Addie, I mean, covered Addie one of the first years I was here. Again, she's an all-time great player, went on, had a good college career at Coble Skill, but they can just do different things. That's like, it's like an in-control playground shot there. He's falling away. He's able to put it up off the glass. But you know it's something he practices, but I don't know how you defend against it. It's so tough.
You've got to be a little more physical. That's the way that you beat that. Guys like him that are shifty and that kind of thing, of course, quick, but you want to have someone that's a little more physical that doesn't give that room to where they run into that body with a bigger body and make it a little bit harder for him.
He makes the foul shot, so he's got 11 points. So you have Lawson with 11 and Murphy with 10 for Milford, and they lead 25-17. Every time Worcester chips back into it, Milford's able to get a bucket. Here's Ryan Prince finding Tyler Head in the corner, just a little short. Ball out of bounds, going back to Milford with 3:26 to go. You got to give it to the Wolverines, though. They're hanging around and playing tough here. I know they're a little shorthanded today. So Milford will walk it down the floor. Lawson looking over at the bench to head coach Greg Eggleston here. Getting some directions. They go to Carter Stevens, and he'll take it inside. And Stevens can't get it to go, but the rebound opportunity here for Luke Edmonds also rolls off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Worcester. Can the Wolverines make a little push late in the half here and cut their way back in, trailing 25-17. Ballard, pull-up jumper, and the bank is open for Ben Ballard. Back-to-back buckets for him, and it's 25-19. Wildcats down the floor. Here's Lawson stripped by the defense on the inside. And Worcester will bring it back down the floor here. Alex Adams tries to pump one inside here for Tyler Head, but he gets stripped of the basketball, and Milford will come away with it. Here is Carter Stevens to Christian Lawson. Pump fakes to the interior. Back out, Carter Stevens, far side. Milford, a three is good for Wyatt March. They left him open, and he was able to put it in. 28-19 our score with 2:15 to go in the second quarter. Milford boys leading Worcester here on Coaches versus Cancer Night. Here is Tyler Head. Back out to Prince. They'll pass to the interior. Tipped by Milford at the last minute and out of bounds. Ballard with a good look down low. But it just got knocked away. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Head's trying to work his way to the interior, and it got knocked away. And Milford's going to have a breakaway layup out of it, and they score. Wyatt March with the bucket. And Milford with another run to make it 30-19 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter. Here is Prince at the top of the key to Ballard and now to Head. Worcester going left to right. And here is Ballard, another baseline drive, and it's taken away here by Christian Lawson. Ahead for Carter Stevens, but he stepped out of bounds. Great play there by Lawson. He just ran out of real estate. Coming up on a minute and a half to go in the second quarter, 30-19 our score. Milford boys leading Worcester. Wolverines will get it into Ryan Prince. Big possession here for the Wolverines. Could they cut it back to single digits before the halftime break? Prince trying to go to Tyler Head. No, taken away again by Christian Lawson. He's just so pesky in there. Milford with the ball. They go to Lawson. Little give and go with Carter Stevens. Muscles his way to the interior and scores. And Lawson has got 13. Makes it 32-19 as we come up on a minute to go in the second quarter. Worcester to the left low block. Setting it up. They'll go back to Prince at the top of the key. One-handed pass for Land. And he tried a little give and go with Head. It was intercepted by Milford, but they stepped on the line, and it goes out of bounds. With 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lowe, joined today by Skylar Thompson. We're glad to have you along. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back on Main Street in Sydney at the WCDO studios. Worcester will get it in. They go to the interior here for Lucas Evans, whose turnaround shot is no good. And a rebound is picked up by Milford. And into the paint. They go to Evan Clark, and he puts it up. He's fouled, but the shot won't go, and he'll head to the line with 40 seconds left in the second quarter. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Get you some stats from the first half. Talk a little bit more about that girls' game earlier, as we've had a doubleheader here today on WCDO. We're glad to have you. First shot at the line for Clark is no good. Second one coming. Connor Land checking into the game now here for the Wolverines. So Connor and Derek both out on the floor now. The twin brothers here for the Wolverines. Clark's second shot in and out and a rebound underneath. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there. Wildcats had it for a second before Worcester took it away with Lucas Evans. Prince is across midcourt. Shot clock's off. 25 seconds to go here on the game clock. And then Prince lost control of it. It went out of bounds, but it was last touched by Milford. 24 seconds to go here. And Worcester can play for the last shot if they wish. They work one to the interior here. We got a jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it back to Milford. As getting tied up was Connor Land. Coach Kenyon wanted a foul there. And he won't get it. With 20 seconds left here in the second quarter. Walking across midcourt, Christian Lawson looking for some options with 15 seconds left. Lawson goes to Carter Stevens, down to 10. Back up top for Clark. Reversing it to Lawson, left side. Lawson zips one down low through the hands of his big man, Luke Edmonds, and out of bounds. 3 seconds left. Worcester will work it in. There's Prince at midcourt. Prince with a half-court heave for Worcester just off the back of the rim. It almost went down.
Looked good.
Boy, it really did. I thought that one was going to be cash. 32-19, Milford boys on top of Worcester at the halftime break. For Skylar Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Mirabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center.
In your phone or glove box, 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Skylar Thompson with you here. Halftime in Lawrence, and it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Mirabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT, a good number to have on the last couple of days. It has been chilly out there, especially walking out to the car after the game. The car is ice cold. Ugh, it's tough. It makes me wonder, why aren't we doing these games in Florida, right? Can we just move all the games to Florida? How about that?
The nice part is once you get inside of a gym, it doesn't matter anymore.
No.
It's just the walk from car to gym.
Yep.
But I think the same thing.
I love that your car has the app where you can start it while we're still sitting here. That's the way to go. That's the future. Remote start is a must this time of year.
It is a great feature to have, and I love it because it actually tells me the temperature inside my car.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, when I started in the morning, like the last couple mornings before I go into work, it has been single digits inside my car, and it's been terrible.
Wow.
Yep.
It's been cold, so I hope everybody's bundled up out there, staying warm. It's a good night to stay inside, maybe sit by the stove, listen to the game. We're glad to take you along with us. And there's a lot of good football on, playoff football. It's a fun time of year to be a sports fan. So let's get you our scoring summary from the first half here as the Milford boys lead Worcester 32-19. Christian Lawson has a game-high 13 so far for Milford, 10 for Braden Murphy, 5 for Wyatt March, and 4 for Carter Stevens. On the other side for Worcester, they have a team-high 6 points from Tyler Head, 4 from Ryan Prince, 4 from Ben Ballard, 3 from Derek Land, and 2 from Lucas Evans. Tyler Head has 4 rebounds to go along with those 6 points for the Worcester Wolverines. Evan Clark has 4 rebounds to lead the Milford boys. Braden Murphy and Christian Lawson both with 3 rebounds each in the first half. Now that you've seen two quarters of basketball, you know, Christian Lawson, one of the new names that's kind of being floated around the area, this is the guy you got to go watch. What do you think?
Yeah, very shifty, finishing very well around the rim, which is very impressive to see, especially for a sophomore. He's not the biggest guy, so to finish at the rim like that, through contact a couple times, over some bigger defenders, very impressed by that. His playmaking and passing has been impressive. I actually think that's when he's at his best, is getting those other guys involved, because we know he can score. But what I've seen so far is that playmaking has been huge, of getting the easy buckets inside for the other guys.
He's just one of those guys, you can't leave him alone at any time, because he's going to make the right pass, he's going to get a steal, and of course he can score the basketball. So for anybody in the MAC neck of the woods, I would compare him to maybe a little bit bigger version of Connor Vandersamen from Sydney. Smaller guard that's shifty, quick, can, you know, really shoot, but can do a little bit of everything. But I would say he's a little more physical of a player than Connor at this point in time. But there's a lot of, if you go up and down that top scorers list, there's a lot of fun players on the boys' side to watch right now. First, at the top of the list, 28 points a game for Connor Carino from South Courtright. If you have not seen Connor play, he's a senior. You gotta find a way. Get to a gym. Find out when South Courtright's playing. He's a lot of fun to watch.
First game I ever saw him play was that game we did at Delhi, SUNY Delhi.
Yes.
And he made the three-pointer to tie the game and send it to overtime. And what a shot that was. What a game he had that game. And one of those guys who has just consistently gotten better year after year, but was good right from the start. And you're seeing that across the board. Christian's a sophomore. Brady Carnoniana's a sophomore, amongst the many others that they start four sophomores on a good team already for Oniana. But you look at that, you mentioned on the other side, Stanford girls have a sophomore who's averaging 27 or 28 points per game. There's a lot of really young talent in this area. We did Kyra Andrades from the Lawrence Milford as a sophomore. So it's just, I feel like we're talking about all these very good players, and they're all young.
Yeah, very true. I mean, even our halftime guest from the other night, Shannon Kingsbury, just a freshman. I think she's fourth on the list right now, averaging just over 18 points a game for Franklin. So
scored her 100th goal already as well.
Yeah, over 100 goals for Shannon in soccer. She's going to have a real chance to set the Section 4 record, knock on wood, if by the time she's all said and done, a tremendous athlete. We're really lucky right now to have some good young athletes. I know people are saying, well, maybe the teams aren't as good, maybe we don't have that team that's going to go to states or this or that, but in terms of individual talent, we certainly have a lot that you can go out and watch right now.
And a guy that I've got to see for quite a few years was Dylan Hosford, of course, over
yes.
from Richfield Springs, which unfortunately that career ended way earlier than it should have. An incredible talent there, but saw him early on, as I said, when I first started coaching in Franklin, and another one of those guys. And what impressed me about him was his body build at such a young age, too, with being brought with the broad shoulders, playing physical, but the IQ of the game to go along with it. He was very impressive.
For anybody who doesn't know, Dylan Hosford, a senior at Richfield Springs, tore his ACL 2 years ago, rehabbed, came back. I mean, he's really put a lot of work into it, re-tore it about 2 weeks ago. Same knee, he's going to have surgery. He will go on and play in college, but the hand that has been dealt to him has been very tough in terms of the injuries. Another guy that could have possibly maybe gotten to that 2,000-point plateau. He got 1,000 as a sophomore, and it just didn't work out. I think he's going to finish his career somewhere in the 1,600 range. I'll have to look that up, but pretty incredible.
And as we mentioned, he was one of the guys who had to play through the COVID-shortened year and everything that happened there, the injuries like that happened. I mean, I had to try to figure out game plans against him for multiple games, and it's very tough. I would not have been surprised if he did hit that 2,000, if everything.
Yeah, he's had a lot taken away from him. Yeah. So. All right, third quarter coming up. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter. A jumper by Ben Ballard sinks it for Worcester. So it's 32-21. And now Christian Lawson, a three on the left side. It won't go. A rebound underneath for Milford. Fighting for it. It's going to roll out of bounds. It will stay with the Wildcats. Milford now going left to right on your radio dial. They're in the white uniforms with the purple trim. Says Milford in purple lettering across the front of the uniform. Worcester is in the road green uniforms. It's that dark green with the white trim. Says Worcester in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. And there's Christian Lawson with a take to the hoop. And he's fouled. So Lawson is up to 15 points now. And what did you see there, Sky, on that drive?
Just exactly what I was talking about at halftime. Another strong finish at the rim, and he finished through the contact and got the and one. It's very impressive, as I said, for his finishing ability at his age and size.
Lawson to the line now. And I can remember, I mean, it wasn't that long ago, as he hits the foul shot. He was the little kid at the games when his sister was playing. You know, he's in first, second grade at the time, and he's out there, and he can dribble like a Harlem Globetrotter. But at the time, he was so small, it was all he could do to get the ball up to the rim. But you could just tell at that time he had that true love for the game, and it's showing now that he's up on the varsity. Worcester with the basketball going right to left. Zip one to the near side here for Ballard. Ballard back out to Derek Land. Land for Ryan Prince. And Worcester being very patient here, trailing by 14, trying to get a good look early in this third quarter. Coaches versus cancer today here from Lawrence Central School. Here's Tyler Head with a good step through move, and he finishes. Well done. Tyler Head now with 8 points. Makes it 35-23, and Worcester's not going to go quietly. Here's Braden Murphy, straightaway three, bang, from the top of the key. He saw the opening and buried it.
Yeah, they didn't step out on that. He basically brought the ball up and had a wide open look and knocked it down.
38-23. Milford boys on top of Worcester. It is a non-leaguer here for this Coaches versus Cancer event. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in the third. Worcester with the ball, high post. Tyler Head, turnaround shot just a little short. Maybe didn't quite get his feet set. Ahead now for Milford. Lawson with the basketball. Steps in, slipped, but was able to shovel it over to Braden Murphy, and he hits it. Back-to-back threes for Murphy, and he's up to 16. So Lawson and Murphy with 16 a pop. 5:40 to go here in the third. Wolverines with the basketball. Setting it up, going right to left. Here is Prince. You feel for Prince as he has had to deal with this tough pressure all afternoon for the Wolverines.
Well, when you got a cross-country runner out there, and not just any cross-country runner, a very good one, he's not going to get tired. So
they've had to deal with Christian Lawson running around like a crazy man on defense. Carter Stevens not going to get tired, being a Division I cross-country guy. And the rest of this team, you take it into the inside, and Milford's got some good, I don't want to say anybody's like super big, but they have big, strong guys on the interior that you're not going to push around either.
They're a very well-balanced team.
Yeah, they really are, and I think they're catching some people by surprise midway through the season here in the Tri-Valley. Murphy again, straightaway three. This one a little too strong. Popped up off the back of the rim and out of play. Milford boys leading 41-23 with 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Worcester across midcourt, setting it up. And Jim Kenyon in his pink shorts here on Coaches versus Cancer night, coaching his boys up. Right side of the floor now for Connor Land. Finds Tyler Head from the foul line, and this one rattles in and out. Rebound, though, keeps it alive with Worcester. Here is Ballard. We'll go to Land on the far side. Dials up a three, and it's in and out, and a rebound for Stevens. Carter Stevens down the left side of the floor. We'll find Christian Lawson. Lawson straight away three, rolls out of the rim, and the rebound on the loose ball comes to Worcester with 4:25 left in the third. Land pulls it back out, setting it up here for the Wolverines. They go to Prince, front of the Worcester bench, as they now go right to left. They go to Ballard, right low block for Tyler Head, making some space, and he scores. Boy, if he can get the positions, guy, he's tough down there.
He is really tough, and if I'm Worcester, I'm looking to get the ball down there, at least getting a touch every possession.
So Tyler Head with 10 points now, a miss by Milford, back the other way here for Worcester. A little out of control on that layup opportunity for Lucas Evans. Wildcats will come away. Christian Lawson finds Braden Murphy. Another three in and out. He's not afraid to let it fly here in this third quarter with 3:40 left. Worcester trailing 41-25. Wolverines with the ball. They'll skip it across the top of the defense. They find Ben Ballard. Back up the land at the top of the key. Steps in. And his little pull-up jumper from directly in front of the rim is no good there for Derek Land. And cleaning up the loose change, here's Carter Stevens on the rebound. Left side of the floor. We'll leave it off here for Lawson. Finds a cutting Carter Stevens in the paint. Back out Lawson left side. Steps back. Now we'll have to chase the ball back up near midcourt. Shot clock coming up on 10. Christian Lawson. Little pump fake. Fires up a three. Wide to the right. Tapped off the rim. And a head down for the Wolverines with 2:50 to go here in the third. Ben Ballard with the basketball here. Bounce pass into the corner, finding Ryan Prince. The closeout defense has been strong here by Milford. They are not really letting Worcester get many shots from the outside. Tyler Head to the interior again. There it is.
And he got through multiple defenders on that one.
And there was a lot of contact. He wanted a foul. 2:25 to go in the third. Milford boys leading 41-27 over Worcester. Wolverines trying to hang tough here on Coaches versus Cancer night from Lawrence Central School. Braden Murphy in the left corner. Slows it down and will pull it back out. Murphy into the paint, steps through, and a pass to the outside here for Luke Edmonds, and it's off the mark. Worcester to the left side of the floor. They'll work one to the interior for Tyler Head, and what do we got? Jump ball? Yeah, jump ball for Head there. 1:56 to go here in the third, and that time it took three guys to slow Head down. Timeout's going to be taken by the Wildcats with 1:56 to go in the third. It's 41-27. The Milford boys on top of Worcester here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Late third quarter here in Lawrence. Milford boys leading Worcester 41-27. Coaches versus Cancer Day. And I know that later on after the event, probably after we sign off the air, they were going to let me know what their final fundraising tally is here today for the American Cancer Society. And I'll be able to post that on social media, probably on my website too, natelull.com. We'll let you know how much they were able to raise at this event, which has been going on for several years now. And they do a nice job with it every year.
I love when they do events like this. It's for such a great cause, and, you know,
everybody gets behind
it. Hall of Fame stuff from the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's incredible.
Yeah, I got a good chance to look at that earlier, and they have some really nice stuff from the Hall of Fame. Worcester with the ball. It's going to roll out, and it will stay with the Wolverines. They have a framed picture of Satchel Paige and a framed picture of Ty Cobb that hung in the Baseball Hall of Fame and are being raffled off here today. So if you're a sports memorabilia guy, pretty cool item. Tyler Head will get the ball on the inbounds, and his jumper from the foul line is too strong. Rebound for Connor Land, up and in. Derek Land scores to make it 41-29. Worcester's hanging tough here. Late in the third. Lawson left side to the foul line. Back out Carter Stevens. Stevens looking to facilitate. Leaves it off for Mertz. His jumper is too strong. Out of bounds, going back to the Wolverines. Boy, Sky, if they get a bucket here, cut it down to 10, That's the magic number if you're trying to erase a lead, right?
Yeah, it's the first one you want to get to, and I think the way you do that is you try to get a post touch into Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler Head has been very strong here for Worcester in this third quarter. Can they keep it going? And now Carter Stevens coming up hurt here after deflecting that ball. Appears to be okay, but he grabbed his right arm as soon as that ball glanced off of his arm. Appears to be okay. He's going over to the bench. That might have been like a funny bone thing or something like that. I'm not sure. They immediately subbed him out with 40 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Coach Kenyon getting a little explanation here on something from the officials. Worcester's going to inbound it directly in front of our broadcast table here at midcourt. Carter Stevens holding his shoulder down there. Might be something from a previous injury, something along those lines. Worcester's going to throw it away, though. Just as they get it in, Ben Ballard, a little miscommunication there with Derek Land. It goes back to Milford. I think it's key here if you're Worcester. You got to try to stop Milford from scoring on this possession. Keep the score where it is.
3 seconds.
Milford gets it to the interior, tapped away by Ben Ballard, and a steal for the Wolverines. Ahead for Prince, and he wasn't expecting it. Lawson takes it away. Milford's going to have another chance at it here late in the third with 15 seconds left, and then Lawson lost control of it. Prince with 10 seconds left. Worcester trailing 41-29, late third quarter. Prince back up top for Land. Down to 4 seconds. Land kicks one out into the corner, a three at the buzzer. Oh, in and out for Lucas Evans. What a flurry there in the last 30 seconds of that third quarter. Three quarters in the books, and it's the Milford boys leading Worcester 41-29. Coaches versus Cancer Day here in Lawrence on WCDO. We'll
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We will provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2611. Or go to wasterecovery.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the fourth quarter here from Lawrence. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson here tonight. We're glad to have you along for the conclusion of our doubleheader here as we start the fourth quarter. Milford boys leading Worcester 41-29. A jumper in the paint is off the mark. Here for Ben Ballard. Worcester with the ball in those green uniforms with the white trim. Pull-up jumper is good here for Lucas Evans. And Worcester's got some energy here on the bench. Guys are getting into it. It's 41-31. Wildcats do not have this one in the bag yet. Christian Lawson, a three left side. He's got 16, but he can't connect here. Ahead now for Worcester, and it just rolls out on the breakaway layup by Lucas Evans. He might have rushed it a little too much there. Coach Kenyon looking up at the sky saying, why can't I get that to go? And then Evan Clark answers for Milford with a three. And he smiles almost like he didn't expect that one to go in. 44-31, 6:55 to go in the fourth. They pass to the interior, and oh no, another miss there for Lucas Evans. He did everything. He sealed off his guy and just couldn't connect.
Great positioning and great pass, really.
Yeah, Worcester making it a good pass there, but They could not finish. A block by Tyler Head. Gets the ball back to Ben Ballard. Ballard to the interior, but he traveled. Christian Lawson was coming, and he shuffled his feet. Coach Kenyon taking Lucas Evans out of the game. He's got his arm around him right now. He's saying, hey, listen, just slow it down a little bit. He did, too. He was sprinting down the floor full speed, and he just a little too much gas. Milford across midcourt. Here is Lawson. Slips through the defense. Up and under for Lawson. My goodness, what a finish for Christian Lawson. Wow. That's an ESPN highlight right there. And it's 46-31 for Milford with 6:10 to go in the fourth. Ben Ballard on the baseline. I mean, Worcester had just cut this down to 10. Looked like it was going to be 8. And now another run by Milford has opened it back up again. Wildcats with the ball. They go to Lawson. Nice spin move in the paint. Goes back out for Murphy. Braden will take it to the inside. Trying to do his best Christian Lawson impression. And he scores. And they both have 18 now.
What a great response by this Milford team.
You just feel like they're one of those teams, when they get hot, look out. Here's Ballard again into the teeth of the defense, and Ben Ballard is able to finish that off. Ballard's got a sneaky 8 points. 48-33. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Milford in their own offensive end of the floor. They get tied up. Christian Lawson on the floor, and we got a jump ball. Ben Ballard to the bench here. Been working hard here today out on the floor. Doing a good job. Milford's Christian Lawson inbounding, finding Braden Murphy in the corner for three. Cans another one. Braden Murphy's up to 21. Boy, you just cannot leave the big man open.
I can see why they missed him through that injury.
It was tough because they started off red hot. And you thought, this is the team to watch. And then when he rolled his ankle, and coach told me they didn't think they were going to get him back for several weeks, I thought, oh, boy. And they had a tough stretch there. They had a loss to Edmiston in the league, and you thought, boy, if he doesn't get back, this team's going to kind of wither away. But he was able to come back, and since then, Murphy with another three here straight away. Missed that one. Another rebound here for Milford. Yes, back out for Wyatt March, and he hits it. Since Murphy's been back, they've been red hot. And in his absence, Christian Lawson was tremendous. I mean, he was just doing everything he could to pick up some wins. And it was working. And Milford has kept their season alive. They lead here 54-33 with 4.5 to go in the fourth. Ball gets tied up. Tyler Head says, I'll take it back. He's got three guys on him, forcing this one up, trying to put Worcester on his back, but it rolls out of bounds. It's going to go back to Milford here with 4:22 left.
Up to 21, and it was just 10. It didn't even feel like, I mean, I knew they went on a run, but wow.
Yeah, this has been a heck of a run. I mean, Worcester really had a chance to get it down to 8, even 6 at a certain point. And now this lead is ballooned right back up here for Milford, leading 54-33. Connor Land is back in now for the Wolverines. Ryan Prince is going to get a break.
And with Worcester's top scorer out, you know, it was going to be tough anyway, but they've been playing really well. Just this last little run from Milford has been a big difference.
Yeah, it really has. And Matthew Sanders is a guy that's averaging up near 17, 18 points a game. So that's tough if you're Worcester without him. Three on the left side here for the Wolverines. Shot won't go. Too strong for Alex Adams. Connor Land gets the rebound, finds Derek Land on the far side. Derek will take it to the rim and scores. Derek Land with the bucket. And he's got 7 points quietly. And he'll head to the line. Good take. 54-35 our score. 3:45 left. Stay tuned after this one. We'll have our post-game show with our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And so this will be Derek Land back to the line. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play for the Wolverines. And he hits it. Derek Land with 8 points. Coming up on 3.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Clock has not started. There we go. Clock has started now. And Braden Murphy straight away three. Oh, he left a little too much air under this one. Out of bounds it goes. With 3:38 to go here in the fourth. Well, the clock people are having a laugh with me. I was looking up. It wasn't moving there. I said, what's going on here? Left side here for Alex Adams. I'm just as bad as the fans that yell at him, right? They'll shuffle it to the far side here for Alex Adams. Into the paint. His jumper a little too strong. Rebound underneath there by Milford. And Braden Murphy, who has just been spectacular tonight. Murphy ahead now. Gets it back from Mertz, and now to Lawson straight away with 3 minutes to go. Lawson steps through, and that one gets blocked out of bounds. Lawson coming down hard on the floor. Appears to be okay, though, with 3 minutes to go. And Carter Stevens is going to check back in, so whatever happened there with his arm and his shoulder appears to be okay. Lawson's going to get a break. Coach Greg Eggleston just rotating some guys through, keeping everybody healthy here as the Tri-Valley stretch run is upon us over the next two or three weeks. Milford with the ball. They go to Carter Stevens on the right side. Stevens into the paint, finds Braden Murphy, backs down his defender. Now we'll work it out. Wyatt March into the defense near the foul line, and he gets hacked on the arm. And we'll head to the line. Wyatt March with 8 points off the bench.
That's also a sneaky eight. I didn't realize it was eight.
You know, he came in and he hit that three and then two twos. And now he cannot make the first foul shot. Second one coming. He came in the first half, hit that shot. There was a three. And then he's had two twos here in the second half. And his second foul shot at the line is good. So 9 for Wyatt March. And Worcester back down the floor, going right to left. Again, the green uniforms with the white trim. Milford's in the home whites with the purple trim. Wolverines with the ball, right corner. Alex Adams back out for Connor Land to Adams. Line drive, 3 is a little too strong. Braden Murphy scoops up the ball off the glass. Murphy in transition. Goes back to Carter Stevens, now to Murphy. Surveying his options. Underhand shovel pass for Carter Stevens. Stevens back to Murphy on the interior. Trying to work his man down. 15 on the shot clock. Back out. Carter Stevens for 3. Jeez. Anybody can score on this team. Carter Stevens up to 7 points now. Makes it 58-36. With 1:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Coaches versus Cancer Day here at LCS. It's been a great crowd. Started early in the day. They had modified games, followed by JV games, and now varsity for both the boys and the girls. So it has been a full night and a full day here at Lawrence Central School. And all proceeds going to the American Cancer Society. We'll be doing it all again on Tuesday at Skenevis. I'll be going up there for their Coaches versus Cancer Day. Not doing any radio that day, but going to take some photos and do some of our social media work, and looking forward to that day. A 3 for Worcester from the left side of the floor will not go down for Connor Land. 1:25 left, and our score is 58-36. Milford boys leading Worcester late here in this contest at LCS. And now a steal by Worcester near midcourt, and they get it to roll in. Lucas Evans puts it up and in, makes it 58-38. Good hustle play there. And now a traveling violation on Milford is going to give it back to Worcester. And Dominic Critty is into the game here for the Wolverines. Stay tuned again. We'll have our post-game show coming up after the conclusion of today's game. 55 seconds left here. Give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Brought to you by NBT Bank, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, and ACO Brands of Sydney. Worcester's going to have the ball with 46 seconds left underneath their own hoop. They'll look to get it in. Tyler Head will find Dominic Critty, top of the key. Now for Ryan Prince in the left corner. They're trying to get one to Critty there at the top of the key, and he lost control of it. And the pass got knocked away. Mertz to the inside, was blocked by Ryan Prince. 28 seconds left. Ahead now, little pump fake for Worcester, for Lucas Evans, but he couldn't get the shot to go. And Milford with 18 seconds left will bring it down for maybe the last time here tonight. Leading by 20, 58-38. A three here for Milford on the right side. It's no good from Tyler March, who's into the game. 7 seconds left, and Worcester can play for the final shot here. Wolverines near midcourt. They find Dominic Critty. Critty at the buzzer, yes! And the crowd goes wild for Dominic Critty. Great jumper there. And our final score is 58-40. Milford boys defeating Worcester here in the Coaches versus Cancer game at Lawrence. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Had to take the photo for the Be Real. We just got it in time there.
I'm hoping I wasn't in that one.
I think you were.
Was I again? That'd be twice. I don't even know what Be Real is, but...
Be Real, it's the hot thing right now.
I don't even know what it is, but I was in one earlier, I found out, and I didn't even know I was in the picture.
Be Real is one of the new apps, and the athletes, the kids are really into it. You get a notification once a day, and you have to take the picture like right then and there. It's supposed to kind of just be like, you're real. This is, you can't filter it. You get one chance to take the photo. If it's terrible, it is what it is.
Okay.
So that's why you see, you know, people are just, wherever you are, you just hand it
and
in.
They, and they feel
so,
like you should be in that picture.
Yeah. So I'm in it.
Wow. you're such a celebrity. You have no idea how honored I even feel just being at this table with
a
guy.
Oh, come on, come on.
Who signs napkins now?
Signs napkins. All right, final score here, 58-40. Let's quickly give you the scoring summary here. 21 for Braden Murphy for Milford, 18 for Christian Lawson. They were really tremendous together. Wyatt March with 9, Carter Stevens with 7, and Evan Clark with 3 for Milford. They looked really good here today, and I'm excited to see them down the stretch. For Worcester on the other side, a team high 12 for Tyler Head, 8 apiece for Derek Land and Ben Ballard, 6 for Lucas Evan, 4 for Ryan Prince, 2 for Dominic Critty with that last shot there at the end. Let's get into our three awards here. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. I'd like to go with Braden Murphy, a game-high 21. He got hot from three-point land. He was really tough tonight. It's really good that he's back out there and injury-free.
Yeah, you can see the difference that he makes out there. As you mentioned, he's like 6'3", 6'4", probably. He's got some nice muscle on to him. He's athletic, but the way he shoots, my goodness,
yeah.
It's very impressive.
Yeah, if you get a chance to see this Milford team down the stretch, definitely fun to watch. And he also had four threes today. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams here on WCDO. We'd like to go with Tyler Head here from Worcester, 12 points, but he had his hands full on the inside. I thought really did a good job, you know, defensively, and when he established himself, you could have given him all purpose, too. He was tough on the inside.
Really was. Every time they worked the ball down into him, the Milford defense had to send multiple guys at him to contain him, and that was still hard to do right there. And without their top scorer, it made it even more hard on them, on him. So, but, yeah, definitely deserving.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports here on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. No question, Christian Lawson, 18 points here. He was fun to watch and definitely very deserving of the All-Purpose Award.
Did a little bit of everything, like you said.
He did.
Scored. He got a lot of assists, steals, just a catalyst on both ends of the floor, really, for them.
Well, that'll wrap it up here. Our doubleheader, Coaches versus Cancer. They raised $2,500 just from the Zumbathon that they had this morning. And Coach Carr from Lawrence said he would let me know later tonight what their total is. So check out my social media or natelull.com. We'll get you the final tally on what they made here. I know they had a big raffle that they were just about to give out. So I think they were hopeful to really have a great big donation, maybe one of the biggest ever, to the American Cancer Society. So a great cause, and I'm glad we could be here for it.
Happy to be a part of it. Thanks for having me, Nate. And thanks again, as I said, for all you do always.
Check out natelull.com for the schedule for next week for radio games. On Tuesday, we'll be at Skenevis for their Coaches versus Cancer event, so that'll be fun. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer back in Sydney at the WCDO studios on Main Street. Again, final score here, 58-40, Milford boys over Worcester, and then earlier today, the Worcester girls defeating the Lawrence Milford girls. So a fun doubleheader here today. Stay warm, stay safe out there. We'll see you next time. I'm Nate Lull for WCDO Sports.
Tonight, cloudy skies, a chance of snow showers, temperatures about 10 above, wind chill 0 to minus 5. Sunday's outlook, mostly cloudy, the high around 20. Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 10. Monday, partly sunny, the high 30 to 35. Tuesday, cloudy, snow likely in the afternoon, the high 35. And Wednesday, rain likely, cloudy, the high of 40. You're